הרב הראשי לאנגליה, הרב סקסוויטר, שהגיע במיוחד להלוויה, לתת למנוח את הכבוד האחרון.
השם נתן, והשם לקח, יהי שם השם לברך. There are times when we have said all that can be said, when we have accepted in faith all that we can accept in faith, and yet we are left with a raw cry of pain. Ribono Shel Olam, did it have to be like this? So young a man, so long a struggle, so short a life, and we are left holding on, as it were, to Hashem's hand, unable to stem the flood of tears. Mark was a neshama tahor, such a pure soul. He loved Torah. He lived Torah. Torah was the very air he breathed. He loved people. Vaya kito. He saw the good in people and brought out the best in people. He loved Eretz Yisrael. For him, his aliyah, his and Natalie's aliyah, was something utterly ruchnit lorak fizi. And he would look out of the windows and say, even in those last weeks, Esayinai el heharim me'ayin yavo esri. He was such a loving son to Sima and Henry, such a loving husband to Matthew, and such a loving father to Yonah and Mayant. He gave and he received so much love. And that was the very texture of his life. Whatever he did, he was a leader. Whether in Jewish student life in Britain, or as Mazkir to Bnei Akiva, or as one of the inspirations of the revival of the London School of Jewish Studies, whether as a founder of the first Dati Tzioni Minyan in London, Alei Tzion, whether as the leader of a group of British Olim, or as leader of the project that occupied his last years, and now will surely be his living memorial, a new Beit Knesset Gerim Mabidin. Whatever he did, Mark led. Vayifen kol v'chol v'yaki ein ish. If he saw something was lacking or something was wrong, he would not complain. He would not wait for others to act. He would say, let me be among the first to put things right. And he brought others with him. And they were inspired by his vision, his faith, his moral courage, his passion, and his compassion. They were drawn to him, and he drew out the best in them. He made you feel the world could be a better place. And when 2.5 years ago, this devastating illness struck, he fought long and hard beyond all normal limits of courage and strength, until finally, for all his resilience of spirit, his body could no longer hold out. It was a terrible struggle, not just for Mark, but for those who loved him and were so close to him, for Natalie, and for Sima and Henry, and for Yonah and Mayan, and for Judith and Johnny, and the Wild family, and Sima's mother Hetty, and Henry's mother Sadie, and his very, very wide circle of friends here in Israel and in Britain. There were thousands, thousands who kept in touch. I never knew somebody who had so many admirers and friends, and they include our own children who were utterly devastated by the news. The truth is, wherever he went in his life, he created an ever-widening circle of influence. He was one of those people not only good in themselves, but the source of goodness in others. They followed Mark's illness day by day. They davened for him every single day. And they, like all of us, are today bereaved and bereft. And yet, in all of this, there is a strange kind of comfort, which the Torah steers us to. It occurs in a very strange passage in Balotacha. The people are complaining, as usual. And for once in his life, Moshe Rabbeinu lacks the strength to carry on. It is an utter crisis in his life, like none other. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Yisrael Yishivim Zkenim, gather 70 elders, Vatzalti min haruach ha-shealacha, Esamti aleihem, and I will take of the spirit which is on you and place it on them. This is a very odd thing. What were the Shivim Zakenim supposed to do? Moshe Rabbeinu had other leaders. He had established a system of delegation. And certainly the Shivim Zakenim could not help him out of his immediate crisis. From where do I get meat? In fact, we don't find they did anything at all. And yet, that moment marks an absolute change in Moshe Rabbeinu's life. From a man who is suffering breakdown and spiritual crisis. Immediately thereafter, when he faces a new crisis, Eldad Umedad Mitmavim B'doch HaMachaneh, and Yoshua says, Adoni Moshe Kala'im, and Moshe Rabbeinu says, HaMachaneh Atali. When his own brother and sister create a problem, Ha'ish Moshe Anad Mo'od Mikol Adam Asher Pnei Adamah, we see a man transformed from an agonizing spiritual crisis to somebody serene. Something happened to change Moshe Rabbeinu's life and the life of those around him. What was it? I believe it was the simple fact of Vatzalti min haruach asher alachav vasim aleihem. It was that Moshe Rabbeinu was given a glimpse, and it is very rare for anyone to be given a glimpse of the influence he had on those around him. He saw how his spirit rested on them. He saw how they were able to see through his eyes, hear through his ears, lifted to the heights by his spirit. That was enough. And though he never ceased to struggle thereafter, he could live content and die content, knowing that others were different because of him. Perhaps that is as much reward as any of us have this side of heaven. In the last years of his life, Mark was given that rare gift. He saw, he heard, he knew, he felt just how many hundreds and thousands of people were different because of him. And though he never ceased to struggle, at some level of his soul, he knew that he could live content and die content. Hashem Natan, Hashem Lakach, Yishem Hashem Levorach. God lent us Mark for all too short a time. But in that time, he lived a life of such vision and responsibility that that life is indelible. He received and gave so much love to Natalie and to his children and to Simon and Henry and Deborah and Aviad and everyone around him that we know in our bones, Kasheka Mavet Ahava, or as the poet Dylan Thomas paraphrased those words, the lovers are lost. Love is not, and death shall have no dominion. And now HaKadosh Baruch Hu is holding Mark in his Zeruot Olam, in his everlasting arms. And he has given us the gift of Tzolti Min HaRuach. He has left with us his spirit and his memory, and those we will never lose and never cease to thank God for, even in the midst of our tears and our grief. May Hashem comfort his beloved family and friends. May he give strength to Natalie. May he bless and look after Yona and Mayan and be with them every inch of the way. May Mark live on in them and in us. And may his soul be bound in the bonds of everlasting life. Tehi nishmato tzrura, b'tzror ha'chayim.